Ya Ali Madad. Otherwise, Rai Abu Ali Missionary, wise number 487.
10th of May, year 2000, my wise in Patni Jamaat Khana of London. Ya Ali Madad. After a long time, I have come first time to you in this Jamaat Khana. Tejda Swami Mune Aas Teda Vajo Ji Kukadi Le Jo Maro Haath Daasi Salvat on Mawlana Hazrat Imam Shah Peer, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Tejdin, that means on that day, please call me near you, hold my hand. In Gujarati language, the subtlety of this particular verse is very great, very understanding, and it carries the dependence of Maulana Hazrat Imam on the Day of Judgment. We all know it, that Iman has a certain fundamental principles to stand on. One of is that there is a belief in Almighty Allah. Without that foundation, other things are useless. And that belief is common with many other religious groups. Islam has brought this thing particularly for the mankind that believe in Allah. That is the foremost, very important thing. Without belief, as I just told you, all other actions are useless. This particular stanza, this verse, Tejdin, Mune paas tera vajo pakdi le jo maro haath. It is the dependence on His mercy. Also it shows the love of God. This particular Ginan was composed by Sayyida Imam Begum. She died in 1866 in Karachi. And she is buried there. That was the time of Imam Hasan Ali Shah in India. Although it is reported that there she composed 30 ginans, but unfortunately we have lost nearly 19 ginans and only 11 ginans are at hand that we can find. She was a great lover of God. She was a great Sufi and a great poetess. You know, this particular verse that Tejdin, that means the day of judgment. And we believe that one day the inevitable will happen. Here inevitable I mean death. And death is inevitable. The day of death is the day of judgment for every individual. In Islam, normally, Muslims, particularly the Sunni Muslims, They believe that man will die and he will remain buried until the day of judgment will come, when all people, right from the beginning of this earth, when life started, until the day of judgment, countless souls will be brought up, living individuals out of every grave, and they will be judged. This is known as Qiyamat-e-Kubra. But Rasulullah Akram has also explained to us, the day of death is the day of judgment for the individual. Every man, every woman, every soul will be accounted for his actions and his thoughts and his behavior on the day, at the time of his death. That is the day of judgment. But of course, one day, this earth will perish. And on that particular one day, billions of people will die at a time, together, and all those will be judged also together in billions. But that is day of Qiyamat-e-Kubra, that means the bigger day of judgment, and Qiyamat-e-Sughra is the day of judgment when we die. So, the point is that we are going to be accounted for our actions. Have we ever thought about whatever I have earned, whatever I have lost? This minus and plus is going every minute with us. Any person who is thinking positively, his actions are taken as positive. Any person who is thinking about his behavior negatively, and well, he will be judged negatively according to that. Our tariqa, as we heard in Hazrat Imam's Farman to Lashkar, just about an hour or half an hour before, we are Batuneen people. Ismaili tariqa is not Shariati tariqa. We are above Shariat, known as tariqat, and tariqat means the method to improve our spiritual life. All Sufi tariqas are known also in the same manner. We Ismailis are Shia, based on Sufi tariqa, but never call ourselves Sufis. We are not Sufis. But we have Sufi tariqa, esoteric tariqa, where we think that our life on this earth is just temporary. We think that we are going to be accounted for our actions. And we also believe that whatever we have done here in this life, it is registered every time. Allah Ta'ala mentions in Quran, every person at the time of birth, rather earlier than that, I will explain to you why earlier than that. Every person, when he comes to this world, two angels are appointed for him. One is living on his right side. One is staying on his left side. They don't stay on our shoulders. But one is on the right side, one is on the left side. This right side and left side, it is in the brain. But right side and left side doesn't mean the right and left as we normally believe, and normally Muslims also believe. It is the mind. Right side means positive side, spiritual side. And we talk about left side, and left side it means the devilish side, minus, negative side. Everything is registered. Although our brain has two bigger sections, right side of lobby and the left lobby in our brain. whole system of our body is controlled by the nervous system, and the right lobby of the brain is controlling our left body, and the left lobby of the brain is controlling our right lobby, right side of the body. If I'm moving my right hand, the order to move the right hand comes from the left side of my brain. But here Allah Ta'ala says, these two recorders, honorable recorders, the Arabic word is Karaman Katibin, the honorable recorders. Whatever we say, whatever we do, whatever we think, it is recorded. And that recorded in our brain. This recording will be shown to us on that day. We cannot deny it, that we haven't done it. There will be a movie. At that time, I will see whatever I have done in my past, with the date, with the place, and the condition. And we know it is possible. Look at our present technology. There are people died 20 years ago. We can play their movie and we can see them moving, talking here or there. He died 20 years ago. And there is a very indirect reference in our Gyanam about this thing. His other name is Gyanam. He says, Tinjo Tinjo Jeev Fre Murat Lokma Tinjo Jeev Fre, I just forgot it. But the Gyanam is that he will die, but his Shabd Rayo in Dunyama Hansa Udna Kodagra. This is the part. His talking, his words, his Shabd remains in this world, but he died. This is the kind of explanation that God says on that particular day when you will be accounted for your actions. Everything will be shown to you. And then Allah says, those people who have done rightly in the positive manner according to the instructions of the Nabi, their record will be given in their right hand. And those who haven't done nicely, their record will be given in their left hand. This explanation is in the Holy Quran. I want to bring to you, to your notice, that we will be judged. And one thing is certain, that we have to die. Now, our this temporary abode on this world, those people who understand, are conscious about it, they go for ibadat, bandagi, in the spiritual manners, ethical life, and whatever our peer Murshid has told us, we follow that, and that is esoteric, the spiritual way. Our Betul Khayal is based on that esoteric system. All the world is sleeping, we rise about 3:30 or 3:45. Whether we go to Jamaat Khana a little earlier, whether we stay at home, but we rise before 4 o'clock, have a little wash, be ready, sit down on the carpet, close your eyes, and just start your connection with the Almighty. This Ruhani connection through our mind with the Almighty Creator slowly, slowly, slowly bring us near to Him, and we started learning about Him at the time when we sit for our ibadat. Bandagi is a very serious matter. Betul Khayal is not an easy thing. I have explained many times in my voice. Bandagi Betrukhayal bowl was given when man would have completed his worldly, his family responsibilities, and then at that time, whatever was the peer in India, he would go and beseech for a bowl. Normally over 50 years, people used to get bowl. And they would sit for 6 hours, 12 to 6 o'clock. As the time passed, life became more tedious. Life became more attractive worldly way. People became weaker and weaker mentally and spiritually. Our peers and our imams, they reduced the time from 6 to 5, then to 4, then to 3 hours. During the time of Imam Sultan Muhammad Shah Datta, up to about Sultan Muhammad Shah's 30 years age, and that was, he came to this world in 1877, 22, another 8 years. It was the time when Haji Bibi case was over in 1908. Around about 1910, up to that time, the ibadat was for 2 hours. But after that, Maulana Sultan Muhammad Shah reduced the time from 2 hours to 1 hour. And 1 hour stands up to now. There can't be less than that. Although individually we can sit for 15 minutes or 20 minutes. But Imam Sultan Muhammad Shah also said, if you are getting pleasure, you can sit even more than 1 hour. It is allowed. But in Jamaat Khanda, we only take 1 hour. At home, you can even sit for 2 hours. And if you feel tired, okay. Reduce the time, doesn't matter. In our home, if we really want to sit for it, we are allowed by Imam. If you can come to Jamaat Khana, do come. It is more pleasurable. It is more beneficial. But at home, continue it. Every night we must stand up from our bed, get up, be ready, sit on the carpet, not in a sofa or chair. Ibadat is a kind of humility. Make yourself humble in the presence of the Lord. Reduce yourself to the dust. He is everything and I am nothing. This kind of attitude should be worn at the time of ibadat, particularly morning prayer of Baitul Khala. Sit on the floor as comfortable as possible. Do ibadat for a few days. You will come to know which is the best, easy and comfortable posture. Either one leg on the other leg, either in the way crossed legs, or in the way that we keep our both feet behind like Muslims make namaz, or in any other way, but in the humblest way. The posture itself is little ibadat. To make myself as humble as possible. There won't be any sign or gesture of pride or ego or disrespect to Mullah. It's a very important thing. You know the attitude in our mind that I'm a humblest person, it affects the ibadat. Ego, pride, high-headedness, unless it is removed, ibadat is not ibadat. Ibadat means slavery. As a slave stands before his master, we stand when we stand as slaves. And when we present ourselves, we sit knees down. The posture counts effectively very much in doing our ibadat. Have a little, 1 or 2 minutes, deep breathing. Clean your lungs. Inhale more oxygen. This will improve your circulation of blood, because we have slept for 5-6 hours. The circulation has grown very slow. Heartbeats are also very slow. But yet, take up and down deep breath for 1 or 2 minutes. This is known as pranayama in yoga. It will give you a little pep. Concentrate on the ball. Do not close eyes completely, but keep the lids apart a little bit so that the air is touching your eyeballs. A retina of eye becomes lesser and lesser and lesser active when you close both lids completely. That is the condition of sleepiness. But in ibadat, do not completely close your lids. Keep straight, think about the Baitul Khayal, the bowl that Mawla has given us. Repeat it. As say, I'm speaking, you people are listening to me. No one is giving attention to the breathing. Similarly, don't give attention to your breath. Let it pass as normally, but concentrate on bowl. It's a speed, it should not be very fast, yali, 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 not in that way. Also, not very slow, yali. And after 10, 15 seconds again you say, yali. Not in that way. But keep the track of your breath. Keep the track of your breath, but then take out the attention from breathing. The speed should be of the pulse of your heart. Give about 5 or 10 seconds the speed of the bowl. Go with the pulse of your heart, beating of your heart. Normally, it is a 60 or 65 in a minute. So that speed, make your concentration on the bowl. Keep it. With closed eyes, make a point, a certain point without having any vision on that point. But inside, you make a point as you are looking at one point. And that point, keep it. Say your bowl, repeat it. And slowly, slowly, you will concentrate. In 15 to 20 days, that particular point that you have made in your ibadat, it will become a little dot of light. Very feeble, very faint light. It will increase every day, little by little, little by little, little by little. But I must warn you, during the daytime, whatever you have done in the night, between 4 and 5, whatever you have done, it will be remembered during the daytime. And during the daytime, save it. Save it how? If you tell lies, if you think wrongly, if you have trouble with someone. All these ethical side of our lives are very important to save that particular thing. Our character, our behavior, our moral, our ethics, our thinking, all these things put together will bring that particular point brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter. And from inside, you will be given guidance. From inside, you will get inspiration. From inside, you will be guided. You will come to know this is wrong, this is right. And what is right and what is wrong, it is very essential and important to know. Those people who are really serious in Baitul Khayal, they must follow this course. Good behavior, good ethics, good morals, pure thinking and purity of life in our whole day, all night. It's a long process. I may speak 2 hours or more on that, but tonight I think it is quite sufficient for you to bring to this knowledge of our Baitul Khayal. Dindaro, this course that you have taken, all we have taken. Hazrat Imam did not come to us to give a bowl. We went to him. And then we must also show our sincerity, our faithfulness. Maulana Hazrat Imam becomes very sad when he comes to know that we have forgotten our Baitul Khayal's bowl. He really gets hurt. And Baitul Khayal's bowl, known as Ism-e-Azam in Islam and in Sufism, Ism-e-Azam, the highest name of God, the most powerful spiritually and in the light way. Mawla bless you. Sukhi abad riyo. May He accept your all prayers. May He keeps you all under His protection. May He gives you energy and strength to follow Him obediently. May He fulfill all your good desires and help you pass the life in purity and in spiritual way. Sukhya Bhadra.